Okay, in this week's parasha, we have a very interesting phenomenon. We have the Torah looking at Noah in two ways. At the beginning, Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at Noah as an ish tzaddik, right? Re'isi tzaddik lefanai b'dor hazeh. I see that he's a tzaddik, right? And then later on, we see that his tzidkus is lessened. Okay. So where do we see that? We see that in two places, but one place we're going to discuss today. The one place we're going to see where Noach is looked at a little bit lesser in the eyes of Kadosh Baruch Hu is when the Mabul actually begins, where Noach, upon entering the Teva, the Torah tells us that Noach entered the Teva mipnei mei hamabul, that he came into the Teva mipnei, because of the waters that were literally pushing him in to the Teva. According to Rashi. So we see this dichotomy over here where Noach is an ish tzaddik, and his tzidkus, right, is because he proved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu his emunah in Hashem. What did he do? As Rashi points out, that he built a teva for 120 years. This guy is building a teva for 120 years. Now, he's not building a teva and everybody walking by in the street saying, hey, Noah, oh, that's a cool thing that you're doing. You're building this massive teva. Why are you doing that? And he says, oh, because there's going to be a flood in, you know, very soon and we're all going to die. And they say, oh, okay. And they walk around and say, oh, this guy's crazy. That's not what happened. That's not what happened. Chazal tells us that they made fun of him. Remaligalav. They made fun of him. And they tormented him. So now, no, he's building this teva for 120 years in the face of adversaries, and in the face of people that actually don't want him to build it and are continuously making fun of him. That's another darga. That's a totally different darga of emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To go in the face of society, where society is making fun of what you're doing, and you're saying no, and you pull through day after day for 120 years. We know as guys, in social circles, social settings, that it's very difficult to do for 1 minute, to go against what the social norms are. And for 120 years, Noach is going against the social norms. That requires a tremendous amount of emunah on his part. And the Torah recognizes that. And the Torah says, right, Isi tzaddik lefanai b'dor hazeh. That's why Noach is the tzaddik. Not only that did he prove his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when he built the teva, after those 120 years, or basically as it was being finished, he collected all the food that was required to feed all of the animals in the teva. Which, as the Ramban, you should see the Ramban in this week's parasha points out, this one table was not nearly enough, if he makes a calculation, for all of the animals and all of the food and all of the storage that's required. It should be tens and tens of tables, or even more. So it was a complete nes that it would fit into this one table. So the fact that Noah bothered to go and collect all of the food and make all the bathrooms, and make all whatever, all the things that he was doing, that also shows a tremendous amount of emunah, that it was really going to come. So the question begs to be asked, how in the world did the Torah see, or what did the Torah see, that faulted Noach and said, Mipnei me'amabul, that when the Mabul came, so he only went in because of the waters, but not because of the commandment from Hashem. What happened to Noach? And again, you always have to realize, and this is with every parasha in the Torah, that it's on Noah's level. So if I'm chas v'shalom saying that, you know, what happened, what was wrong with him, I don't chas v'shalom mean what's wrong with him. No, we're not even a speck of dust to the feet of Noah. Okay? But on his level, we can take a message home based on some fault on his level. That we can do, but we have to realize it's on his level. Not chas v'shalom to say that, to look at Noah like ourselves. Or any of the avos, or anybody for that matter. Many people, unfortunately, in some worlds, do that. And they look at the avos as, criticize the avos or anybody in the Torah, like as if they were criticizing another person. Chas v'shalom. It's just on the, what message can we take from Noach's mistake, quote unquote, his on his level, that we can bring down to us. So what did the Torah see against Noach that it says Mipnei Mehamabel? What was wrong with Noach? What was he lacking? What level of Amunah was he lacking that he didn't succeed in attaining? So Siv Seichaim says a beautiful pshat. I think it really applies to our situation here in Eretz Yisrael this week. There are two types of Amunah that a person can have. And I'm talking to myself like I'm talking to anybody else. It's something that I struggle with all the time and I'm trying to work on. There are two levels of Amunah. There's an understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world hopefully everybody has in this room, and many, many Jews out there have. They understand. They believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and they understand that He runs the world. All of these things are understood. But what some people are missing is the emuna lemaisa. Is in your actions, do we live lives of emuna? Do we act with emuna? Do we make decisions based on emuna? And that's a totally different level. There's one level of emuna that's in your moach, that's in your brain, that's in your heart, that you feel, and that you know to be true, which is great. But then there's something else, lemaisa. When it comes, when you're faced with a situation, are you going to make decisions based on emuna or not? So the Siv Seichaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander Zatzal, who was a mashgiach in Panovich, where he writes, he understands that what Noach was lacking, again, on his level, was the emuna lemaisa. Did he understand, did he believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world? Yes. He was a Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. So he built the Teva in the face of his adversaries, in the face of the entire world. He built it. And he did all the work that was required to build the Teva. But lemaisa, if the Mabel would actually come, lemaisa day to day, is it actually going to come? That he was lacking a little bit, and he only went into the Teva once he's able to see it with his own eyes. Lemaisa, to go into the Teva, he needed physical proof to do something that was extraordinary, to bring everybody into the Teva. But only once he saw it with his own eyes. Until that point, he wasn't able to go into the Teva. He wasn't able to go because of the Tzivoy of Hashem. He was only able to go because he saw the Mabul coming. That's a higher level of Amunah, which affects your day-to-day life. And we see that the beautiful Gemara above Abasa, which brings this point home. Unbelievable Gemara. I love this Gemara. The Gemara, I bring in one of my shirim in 6:10 on Thursday nights. A beautiful Gemara. The Gemara above Abasa says as follows. The Gemara says that there was a Talmud, I think of Rabbi Yochanan, if I remember. Talmud Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was explaining a pasuk in Tehillim, which speaks about the Sha'are Yerushalayim being adorned with beautiful rocks, diamonds, right? In the time to come. The Sha'are Yerushalayim, the gates of Yerushalayim are going to be beautiful. And he says, Rabbi Yochanan, I think it's Rabbi Yochanan, I'll check if I'm wrong, but he says that in the Shir, he says that it's going to be a time that there's going to be these malachim who are going to etch out these beautiful, huge stones, diamonds, 30 amos by 30 amos, and they're going to place it in the entrance of Yerushalayim, and it's going to be beautiful, based on a pasuk in Tehillim. And the Talmud says to Rabbi Yochanan, that can't be. Huge diamonds that large, that can't be. That doesn't exist. So the Talmud went on a trip, it says the Gemara says. He went on a boat ride somewhere, and passes by these mountains where there's beautiful stones. And he sees these malachim going and etching out the stones. He says, What are you doing? He says, They say to him, oh, you know that there's going to come a time in Moshe Mashiach that we're going to need these huge rocks to adorn the gates of Yerushalayim. So the Talmud comes back to Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, Rabbi, you were right. That pshat that you had in the pasuk in Tehillim is correct. I saw it with my own eyes. You're right, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you fool. He says, you needed to see it in order to believe what I said. And the Gemara says, he looked at him, Rabbi Yochanan looked at him, and he turned into a pile of bones. He died on the spot, the Talmud. Because what was he lacking? He needed to see it in order to believe it. That's lacking in Amunah. And now the Reb Chaim Friedlander says that was the chisaron of Noach. That Noach lacked that level, that extra madrega of Amunah. And I think, Chavra, this is something that we have to work on, especially now. Unfortunately, we're in a situation where we're forced to believe in the hashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. right? And it has to. We have to take the lessons of Noach. We have to take the lessons of what's going on today in the world now and try to implement in our daily lives that where Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing, sending us a message. In our day-to-day lives, we're going to have to require the Emunah reliance on a Kadosh Baruch Hu that is going to be able to come through. But it's we have to move from something in our seichel, a belief, to bring it halacha l'maisa, to bring it day-to-day. Have a good Shabbos.